The high-profile woman that some of you may or may not have heard of, who is embarking on the next Gaza-bound flotilla, is Marlene Engelhorn. She's a German-Austrian activist and heiress to a family fortune that was historically tied to the production of Zyklon B gas. And you'll be familiar with that because that was the gas that was used to exterminate Jews and others in the Holocaust. So for a high public figure like her to be on the Gaza flotilla definitely says something. Well, with us to discuss that further is Rabbi Elchanan Pupko, who is a writer, he is an activist, and he is also an 11th generation rabbi. Rabbi, thanks so much for chatting with me. If we can start with Marlene Engelhorn, I mean, she has joined the flotilla to stand in solidarity with Palestinians. What message does this send?
I mean, the people who accuse you of genocide are the ones who are guilty of it. You know the truth. The same people who are constantly telling us falsely that Israel is committing genocide, it turns out in many cases are perpetrators of genocide, whether it's in the case of this German family who produced the gas that killed so many during the Holocaust, whether it's Ilhan Omar, Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, whose father in Somalia oversaw an act of genocide that killed 200,000 people in Somalia. It's the same crowd that accuses us of one thing but is actually guilty of it.
Has the flotilla itself actually left, or what do we know about the plans for this particular flotilla?
I think Greta Thunberg did it, so it became the cool thing to do for these activists who don't have anything else to do with their time. They come, they try and get some media attention by conflict with the IDF. The cost, you have to imagine. How much do you think the cost of such a flotilla is? It's very high cost. They can simply purchase the food, put it on a truck in Ashdod, and the Israeli army will deliver that. The Israeli army has been delivering hundreds of trucks of food. And if you really care for the people of Gaza, just send the money, buy the food, and send it over. But it's not about the people of Gaza, it's about themselves. This whole Free Palestine Gaza movement has become this kind of narcissistic movement for every person who wants, a whole lot of attention and moral preaching to focus on themselves.
You mentioned Marlene being from a wealthy European family with ties to the company that produced Zyklon B, and that, of course, was the gas used to murder Jews during the Holocaust. But she has publicly disavowed her family's wealth and joined, well, I'm putting it in inverted commas, progressive causes. Does that background give her moral standing in this context, or does it make her involvement problematic? And I'm not talking about from a Jewish perspective. I'm talking amongst the pro-Palestinians.
Look, the fact that she's donating a lot of her family's sinful wealth to charities or progressive causes, good for her, and it's good she's not holding on all of the money. But the bottom line is the money that she has is very tainted, and if she acknowledged where her money is from and the very, very dark history of her family's wealth, she would stay far away from anything related to Israel or Jews. I mean, if she was really remorseful, if she had regret about the fact that that gas was produced to choke women and children arriving in Auschwitz in the most horrific genocide and act of killing in history, if she had any kind of understanding of that, she would be pursuing something anywhere but Israel. Clearly, she has not enough remorse. Clearly, she's obsessed with hatred to the Jewish people. And she's continuing, the same family legacy by targeting the Jewish people.
Do you think that this is a humanitarian gesture, a PR stunt, or a political provocation?
It's part of what the reason many Europeans are joining this anti-Israel movement is part of a rewriting of history and them washing their guilt, saying, look, we are not the bad guys. They are actually the bad guys. They are the new Nazis. They are the just projecting a lot of their guilt onto the Jewish people. I mean, of all the difficult situations in the world, it has to be that the one she's pursuing is the one where her family helped gas 6 million or helped kill 6 million of the people. One third of the Jewish people have been killed with the assistance of her family. And, you know, and that just happens to be who she's targeting again.
Rabbi, how have Jewish communities, particularly in Austria, Germany, the United States, where you are, responded to her participation in this fitla, as far as you know?
You know, there was a strong social media backlash to it. Again, people do understand that she's obviously not directly connected. It's not like she produced the Cyclone B, and even, you know, her grandfather was part of a larger company. So it's hard to say, okay, she's the one who produced it, but it definitely shows a very strong disconnect from her family history. And besides her social media, I don't think any official groups condemned it, just because, you know, what are you going to say? This young woman should have a better moral consciousness. But we'll see, you know, as she comes closer to the shores of Israel, we'll see how that goes.
If you had the chance to speak with Marlene Engelhorn directly, what would you say to her? I mean, what do you believe she is missing or misunderstanding?
You know, I once spoke to a Holocaust survivor from Berlin, very special man. And he told me, if someone doesn't like you, you can talk to them. If someone hates you, there's nothing you can do. That, I think, is the category she falls into. The fact that the corporation, let's just take a step back. The fact that the corporation that produced Cyclone B, not many people know about this, the fact that they even exist is a shocking thing. In Nuremberg, they took apart one of the companies, the IG Farben, but there is still a very successful company, billions and billions of dollars. It's called BASF Chemical Industrial Company, and they exist. I think there was not so much accountability, obviously, after the Holocaust for the perpetrators. People like Abba Kovner, the Nakam group, and Jews who sought justice, Simon Wiesenthal, after the Holocaust were the minority, just because most Jews were busy rebuilding their lives, building schools, communities, building the state of Israel. But the fact that that company exists, the fact that the fact that she is not hiding under a bed in a small village in Austria, shows the brazenness and the absolute shamelessness of so many of the perpetrators of the Holocaust after the Holocaust. I mean, this shame should have carried them 20, 30 generations. And the fact that her own family helped produce, it wasn't just gas, it was the gas that was used for the women and children in Auschwitz and the elderly. And the fact that she has no shame or historical understanding to just completely hide her name and change her name and go hide somewhere it speaks to such a lack of shame and such a brazenness. And frankly, I think as a Lithuanian Jew, I think the fact that we really didn't do enough to hold accountable the perpetrators.
And that is Rabbi Elkanan Kupko, who is the president of EITAN, which is a American Israeli Jewish network. He's also an educator, teacher, and writer.